Welcome, dear listeners, to a podcast that's about to transform the way you lead, the way you grow and thrive in your life and career. Get ready to embark on a journey filled with inspiration and self-discovery. This is Afshin, the host of the Getting Real podcast. And this season, I'm delighted to be joined by none other than my co-host, Vicky Davitashvili. Vicky?
Are you ready to embrace the joy of leadership, the power of self-discovery, and the limitless potential of your career, and ultimately, your entire life? Join us on this incredible journey of transformation.
Yep. Stay tuned, because the best is yet to come. So, welcome back, listeners and viewers. And followers, my name is Afshin Ismailway, and I am the host of the Getting Real Leadership podcast. And today I am joined by none other than my co-host, Vicky Davitashvili. We're here together to talk about the topic of... We're here to talk about the topic of self-judgment. And Vicky and I have been wrestling with this together. We've had a few very busy weeks. And during those weeks, we have been listening to some of the voices that hold us back. So we've decided we're going to talk about those voices. And we're going to share our experiences, share some suggestions, and hopefully that will be in service of you, our listeners. Vicky, over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be finally back with you here today. So I wanted to open up the conversation around self-judgment. And this is a topic that has been coming up for me lately, and as hard as it is for me to talk about, because it's very authentic and vulnerable for this to come through. But, you know, most recently I was sharing with you, you know, we are in performance season. So as a leader, I do a ton of performance, right? Performance reviews, and I know exactly how they're conducted. And I actually genuinely enjoy my conversations with my team members, but you know, I also am on the receiving end of a performance review, right? And even though I am a people leader, I'm also a human. And as a human, I do have the same self-judgment, the same noise, the same imposter syndrome come up for me, right? And I thought that it's really important to shine a light on the fact that even though you can be a senior leader, you can still have the same fears or thoughts or noise in your head as anyone else in the organization, regardless of where you may fall within the organization. So my most recent experience was that I was supposed to receive my performance review. And even though I had a stellar year and I'm so proud of what my team had accomplished and how we've grown and evolved together, you know, before I received my performance review, there was that little voice in my head that was saying, oh my God, I hope I did okay this year. I mean, I think I did okay, but did I do okay? What kind of a rating did I get, right? And there was all of this self-doubt that was coming up for me. And as mindful as I am and as much Zen practice as I have, it still wasn't enough, right, to quell the noise in my head. And before I went into my performance review, I just kind of said, you know what? I surrender it. I come to work. I am of service to my team, and it is what it is, and I can't really change it. But I'm in full acceptance of what is. But anyways, I wanted to bring this up because one of the pieces of feedback that I get from really close friends of mine who know me well, to whom I do open up about the noise in my head, about the self-doubt, they say, Vicky, I swear to God, on the outside, you look like the most confident woman I've ever met, and yet on the inside you have the same noise going on as someone like me, right? And they're like, you really should open up about this to more people, because I think it will make them feel seen, and it will help people feel like, you know, even those who come across as super confident still struggle with the same struggles as those of us who don't come across as confident. So this is the reason why I wanted to open up about this, this vulnerable side of me.
Oh, Vicky, it's so authentic of you to put words to this, to be so transparent about it, to create, to hold the space to have this conversation as well, because it is in everybody's reality. And I remember we did an episode once on imposter syndrome, in which we really discovered that just about everybody has imposter syndrome. And you may think that you're all alone, but you're not. So it's so important for us to create the space and courageously step into it and hold the space and say, let's have a conversation about this and normalize this so that it stops being this hidden, thing. And because what is hidden is probably, it gets bigger in the darkness than it does in the light, So I love that you've brought this to the surface. And ironically, earlier today, just as, and I, I don't believe in coincidences. So just earlier today, I was also thinking about the same subject, because I have been coaching a client on this topic. And I have been thinking about what it is that she's been wrestling with it for such a long time. So it's also not something that magically goes away. So she's been wrestling with it for a long time. And I've been looking at various resources that she can leverage in order to shed more light on it from other people's perspective, and also maybe see some of that in her own experience, and then maybe learn from that as well. And I have found a wonderful Mind Valley talk called 4 Steps to Crush Self-Doubt and Gain Total Confidence by Florencia Andres. And she has done a really fabulous session. It's an hour long session. And in of the 4 suggestions that she has, her first suggestion is the one that I enjoyed a lot and sort of sat in my head, where she said, you know what you need more of? What you need more of is LSD. And of course, that piqued my interest. I was like, all right, fine, let's talk LSD. And she pointed out that LSD stands for listen, stop, and declare. So listen and be very self-aware of the voice in your head that is giving you the negative feedback that is only getting in your way. It is not in service of you. It is not your entire truth. It is just giving you a negative prompt. That's all it's doing. Whenever you listen to that, whenever you recognize that there is this negative prompt, and she shares many reasons why when we are growing up, we hear more negative prompts in our environment than we do positive prompts, and then those become internalized. And so when you hear that negative prompt, the next thing to do is stop. Once you become self-aware that here's a negative prompt, it's coming from within me, it's not the entirety of who I am as a person, what I am about, it's just not necessarily correct. Stop. And she suggests getting a small rubber band and clicking it against your skin and doing that for an entire week. Just listening every time you hear a negative prompt emerge, clicking yourself with a rubber band to realize and recognize that this is an unnecessary pain that you're causing to yourself. And then the last part being declare. And this is where you articulate an opposite, a more well-serving declaration, whatever that is. I deserve to step into my power. I deserve to be successful. I deserve to trust in myself. And to do that every time until you have deprogrammed this negative inner dialogue to something that serves you better. And so I'm going to stop here. I'm going to ask you what your thoughts are.
I think that's perfect. And I think that goes really well with just the whole notion of mindfulness, because mindfulness is just being present with your mind, being present with the thoughts, right, that are going through your mind. And, you know, we are such amazing story creators in our heads, right? And that's what thoughts are. We just create storylines in our heads. And, you know, it's interesting. When we talk about self-empowerment is choice, right? And when the noise comes up in your head, you can choose one of two stories. Just as I was choosing a fear-based story or a story that had me questioning and doubting myself, we can just as well expand the same amount of energy choosing a very different story, right? Choosing a story that was positive, that was self-empowerment, that was self-empowering, that was in an energy I am deserving, versus, oh my God, am I good enough, right? So there are all choices, and I love the notion of really just kind of interrupting the negative thought pattern and recreating a new thought pattern, because that is within your power. And I think at the end of the day, it's all self-empowerment, and it's all about how do you choose to perceive something, and how do you choose to react to something. So yeah, it was definitely like an aha moment for me this week. And you know, and I'm not gonna lie, I did have like this kind of like was doing a happy dance when I got a really great review, and it felt really nice. But you know, the true Zen master in me would have been like, ah, I got a good review. Okay, it's just as good as if I had gotten a bad review. It's just a review, right? But we are emotional creatures, and we are human beings. And I think we need to give ourselves grace. And I think we should celebrate our wins, the things that do feel exciting and fun in our bodies, right? You know, so, yes. So I pause here. I turn it over to you. And then I will give you a little tip of something that I did very spontaneously at the end of my review. And it just felt really, really good in my body. And I will share that with the listeners too.
Oh, I love that. You know, two things came up for me, one for the beginning of this and one for the end of this, i.e. awareness, and then the peace around. And the word amplification was coming up for me. So that's the second thing. For me, from an awareness perspective, when you're listening to that voice and you're becoming aware more and more that this is a voice that's trying to sort of take over, and this is voice is not necessarily true, just having that awareness, and maybe even asking yourself that question around which is the identity you're trying to avoid. Because every time you have this negative dialogue in your head, it's telling you that you're becoming something. And whatever that is, it's not true. So what is that something that you're trying to avoid? And how do you face into that? Because when you face into that, it goes into the background. And until you don't face into that, it's on you. So I think it's really important as you build your awareness to say, well, what is it? What is this awareness? What are these negative thoughts? What are these negative emotions? What are these things serving? What identity is it that they're serving? You know, is it your identity, the avoidance of the identity of failure? If that's it, look into it and say, you know, I see you, and you're that identity that I'm trying to avoid, and I'm not going to let these words take over. I have other words to replace that, and then to use those other words to replace that, which goes to my next point, which is, how do we amplify the other? How do we amplify the positive narrative about ourselves? And I really got to thinking about that, because I think that we have to be very intentional about that too. How do we do that for ourselves? How do we help our kids do that? How do we help our team members do that? How do we help ourselves and others amplify the voice that validates us, that confirms our value in the world? And I am very, very curious, and I would love to, I wish there was a repository somewhere in the universe around how we can amplify the voices that speak to our worth. You know, one of the things that were suggested in the Florencia Andres's Mind Valley talk is a success wall, as an example, where her mother used to put up the success of every pictures of the success of her children so that they could always see what worth they were building of themselves. And I wondered what is some stuff that you do. I mean, for me, one of the other things that I do is I'm part of a supervision group, a coach supervision group. And aside from it helping me become a better coach, so we talk about what are some of the coaching challenges and strengths we have, they are also those people who amplify the positive narrative that I need in my life in order for me to not be led by all the negative dialogue that might take over. So what about you, Vicky? What is your way to amplify the positive self-talk?
That's a good one. I don't go into like the whole uber affirmation, like I'm amazing, I'm really smart. I don't do that, I'll be honest with you. I get very quiet and I get very present. Mm-hmm. And I get very still. I'll go outside and I'll be in nature. And instead of shifting into super positive self-talk, I get very present with what is. And I allow what is to come through me. So, you know, one of the things that I always think about is it's both light and dark. Mm-hmm. It's the all, right? Mm-hmm. And when it's the all, I feel that you allow the darkness, mm-hmm. and you shine a light on the darkness. Mm-hmm. And when you shine a light on the darkness, that's when the light can come through. Because to me, if I tell myself self-affirmations that don't feel true in my body, it just won't stick. You know, I think I'm too present and aware. And so when I have self-doubt, I will say, okay, the self-doubt is there. Maybe I don't feel good enough. And that's okay. Because I still choose to love you as in me, right? And I allow the darkness in. And as I allow the darkness in, I actually start to feel into more love for myself and into more energy of love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, going back to self-empowerment, I choose to love myself even with the darkness there, even with the shadows. I love my shadows. I've learned to love my shadows. You know, I gained weight in the summertime. And I remember a pivotal moment where I was looking at myself and instead of self-critiquing myself, I kind of looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you know what? Yep, I gained the weight. I don't like the weight, but I still love you. You're still perfect to me. And I chose to love myself in the moment. And, you know, and I kind of choose to love the imperfections and I choose to love the moments when I do have self-doubt. And, you know, I started to share with you, you know, I haven't really been posting a lot on social media and I've been kind of criticizing myself for that. Like, oh my God, why aren't you out there? You want to be of service to humanity. And a day or two ago, I said, you know, I'm not going to judge myself for not being out there. And mm-hmm. it is what it is. And I'm going to love the part of me that wants to be quiet and still and silent in this moment, because that is where I am. And I'm not going to pretend to be something that I'm not. And I'm not mm-hmm. going to put out falsities if I don't genuinely and authentically feel them. And so, again, I chose to accept and to love that part of me. And make it permissible, make it okay.
I love your call for self-compassion and the fact that you are role modeling it in such a beautiful way. I think that such a need in the world right now to have greater compassion for self. And in doing that, I think that we can be of more service to others than if we are beating ourselves up in the background and then trying to be compassionate to others. Because isn't it interesting that some of the stuff that we say to ourselves, we would never say to our kids, we would never say to a stranger, we would never say that to anybody else. So I really, really, gosh, what a wonderful, you know, some of the negative narratives is being compassionate with self. And in doing that, yeah, doing what you would do for anyone else, but we sometimes forget to do for ourselves.
Yeah. Yes, I want to share one final tip before I have to go. So as my personal evaluation, annual evaluation was wrapping up, I, you know, I have a gratitude practice. Just, I'm just always in gratitude, right? Like, I'm so grateful for this conversation, right? And that I feel that this is a privilege, right? I have a privilege of sharing this moment with you, you know, like that to me feels so beautiful. And as my evaluation was wrapping up, I thanked my leader. And, you know, I told him how grateful I was to be part of his organization and to be part of such a beautiful culture. And just, I shared some feelings that I'd been holding on to, like feelings of gratitude. You know, there are so many things that I love about my job, you know, so many, like I'm so grateful for it. And he kind of looked at me and he goes, like, wow. He goes, let's just pause there for a second. He goes, you know, I don't get that a lot. And thank you for saying that, you know? And it was just like this beautiful moment of reciprocity in the sense that, you know, as leaders, we also need that gratitude, right? Like we're also human. I think this goes back to like our humanity, and we're also human and we struggle in the same ways, and we feel good when we're thanked. You know, whenever possible, I think recognizing the people that you work with and being in an energy of gratitude really helps you feel better, but it also makes somebody else's day, right? And it makes the work that they do and how hard they work, supporting you, protecting their team, fighting for their team, you know, all the things that we do as leaders. And I know we get paid for it and it's our job, I get it. But it's also really, really nice to feel that appreciation come through from your team members. And so it was just like this really beautiful moment, and I did it very authentically. It just kind of came through, and I wanted him to know how much I appreciated him and his leadership style. And he was just like really taken aback by it. And I just thought that this is something that I would pass on to others who are going through their evaluation. Remember to thank your colleagues and for, you know, the goodness that comes through them.
Oh, I love that. And that is, it takes a lot of intentionality to be a good leader. And yes, you're right, it's your job to be a leader, but it takes a lot of intentionality to be a good leader. And so why not, you know, show gratitude for that and show appreciation and acknowledge when someone's doing it right, when someone's doing it well. So well done you. That was great, Vicky. Thank you for sharing your gifts. So, you know, being so abundant with your appreciation and with your desire to serve, it is felt, received with so much appreciation in return. And yeah, really enjoyed talking with you today and look forward to our next conversation.
Yes, same. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so good to see you.
And likewise. All right, okay. Everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned, because the best is yet to come.